Hello, my name is Amy Hirsch, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent and our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Sunday, January 4th. We'll take a break from our ordinary rhythm and we'll have a liturgy focusing on our sermon text today. But first, a reflection question, because it is January 4th. What is your favorite way to ring in the new year? What memorable New Year's celebrations have you experienced in your life? Today's sermon passage is Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. Paul writes these words. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in Christ, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who are the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. So I invite you to pray with me, and our prayer will reflect on the sermon passage, and I'll have some prayer prompts for you within the prayer as well. Lord, I thank you for every blessing we receive in Christ, for the blessing of being chosen as your child, for the blessing of being holy and blameless in your sight because of what Christ has done for me, for the blessing that my sin is forgiven and that I have been redeemed, for the blessing of reconciliation, that you are uniting all things in heaven and on earth to yourself through the work of Jesus, for the blessing of an inheritance that I will receive because of our hope in Christ, for the blessing of the Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of that inheritance and who lives in me, for the blessing of abundant and eternal life I receive through faith in Christ. Spend a few moments here offering thanks to God for other blessings in your life, for your church, your community, your job, your family, or other things that may come to mind. I praise you, God, trusting that your plan is perfect. What was once a mystery has been made known to me, that your will for me is to know and follow Jesus all of my days, to cling to him and to trust in him, to confess your glory with every breath I breathe. In your name I pray, amen. For today's intentional activity, we are thinking a little bit about the church calendar again. Sometimes we tend to think that Christmas is over after December 25th, but in the church calendar, 12 days of feasting follow Christmas Day, leading up to Epiphany on January 6th. And on Epiphany, we remember the wise men seeking Jesus and the truth that Jesus is the light of the world. And so if you're able, I would encourage you tonight to spend some time looking up at the stars and to reflect on that truth that Christ is the light of the world. And to remember the same God who spoke the stars into being knows our name, put on flesh, and knows what it's like to be us. And as you reflect on this last year, as we turn the page and begin 2026, ask yourself this question: how will I live in a way that gives all glory to Christ, the light of the world? As we end our time together, I invite you to reflect as we hear members of our congregation sing the song All Glory Be to Christ by King's Kaleidoscope.
Should nothing of our effort stand, no legacy survive, unless the Lord does raise the house, in vain its builders strive. To you who boast tomorrow's gain, tell me, what is your life? A mist that vanishes at dawn, all glory be to Christ. Oh, glory be to Christ, our King. Oh, glory be to Christ. His rule and reign will ever sing. Oh, glory be to Christ. His kingdom come on earth as is above, who is himself our daily bread, praise the Lord of love. Let living water satisfy the thirsty without price. We'll take a cup of kindness yet, all glory be to Christ. Oh, glory be to Christ, our King. Oh, glory be to Christ. His rule and reign will ever sing. Oh, on the day the great I am, the faithful and the true, the Lamb who was for sinners slain is making all things new. Oh, glory be to Christ our King. Oh, glory be to Christ. His rule and reign will ever sing. Oh, glory be to Christ. Oh, glory be to Christ our King. Oh, glory be to Christ. His rule and reign will ever sing. Oh, glory.